We welcome you back on the Cacique pregame show for our Peak Roofing and Construction pregame interview. Game 2 of 6 here in San Antonio, and yesterday a good win for the Missions in the opener. So we sit down with San Antonio broadcaster Jordy Fee-Platt. Jordy, thanks for the time.
Thanks so much for having me, Jack. Looking forward to chatting.
So what did you make of yesterday's game? We talked about it a lot on our broadcast, but what were some of your thoughts?
I feel like there were a couple of key moments in the game. It was the fourth inning when the Missions were able to get out of that bases-loaded jam with two outs, with Marcus Lee saying up. And then, of course, the ninth inning when things got crazy. The command was a problem for Clay Edmondson. It felt like things were kind of going to unravel. But it was a really big adventure to see how that played out. It just feels like it's going to take something like that for the Missions to win against Frisco in this ballpark. They've been so dominant here.
First time through the order, Ben Anderson had a great time against the Missions lineup, but then the second time through, four RBI hits against him. The second time through the order, what did you see at least in terms of the adjustments from San Antonio's offense?
I think at times there can be a tendency to kind of swing a little bit too hard, maybe overswing, especially in this ballpark, and I saw the approach change a little bit. It was more shooting for singles, balls in the gap, and when this team is at their best, especially here, that's what they're doing to have success, and it was pretty impressive. I mean, that's one of the better offensive outputs we've seen here at home all season.
What have you made of this season in general for San Antonio? Because obviously not the biggest offensive numbers, but some of that could be due to this ballpark.
I think this is a Padres organization that's undergoing a lot of transition. With the trades in the last couple years, there just isn't the same level of talent that there might be otherwise. So I think these guys have admitted just learning how to play together, building chemistry has led to a big turnaround. I mean, this team started 6-20 and they're well above 500 since. So there's been a really nice turning point. And I think the question is just, can they hit enough, like you said, in this ballpark to win the second half?
Biggest name hitter is Ethan Salas, of course, the catcher, super young up to the minor league level, a lot like Sebastian Walcott here in Double A. What have you made of the season so far for Ethan?
I think the biggest key for Ethan is staying healthy. He's been able to do that in a really impressive way, which has been really exciting for him, I know. He's had, you know, ebbs and flows at the plate, but I think generally, you're looking at a 20-year-old, the consistency, his ability to hit all over the field, he's got an incredible eye. He's so calm with two strikes. He's really mature beyond his years at the plate, and I think he's got a bright future for sure.
Outside of the fact that the starter tonight's last name is Hit and not Pitch, what are we looking for tonight with him?
Well, he's only made one appearance in Double A, so he's definitely new to us. He was a starter in High A Fort Wayne, kind of a funky lefty. He was a reliever in college at Oklahoma, and anytime you're in the SEC, obviously you've got a ton of experience against high level hitting. So I'll be curious to see how he reacts to this. Kind of up and down in High A, but again, a funky lefty that's had a lot of success in the past in college.
All right, that's San Antonio broadcaster Jordy Fee-Platt. Jordy, thanks for the time.
Thanks so much, Jack.
We'll be right back. The Cacique pregame show rolls on with Baylor Scott and White Health starting lineups.